I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, I'll share some of my thoughts in my weekly Can I Just Tell You commentary. But first, as we prepare to head to Detroit for tomorrow's program, we are gearing up by bringing you distinct voices and stories from the Motor City. And so now we want to highlight one of those voices, Detroit's very own K-John.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels alive.
That was On the Ocean from his 2009 album I Get Around. The song set a record for longest run on Billboard's Hot R&B and Hip Hop Song chart, and you can see why in these difficult times. It expresses the longing for better times, both of one man and his city. Now K-John is preparing to release a new album. It's due out later this year, titled Moving On, and here to give us an exclusive preview is the man himself, K-John. Welcome. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Hello, Michelle. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm great. Well, I definitely want to talk about the new stuff, but we just have to talk about On the Ocean for a minute. The story is that you had been trying to break through in the music industry for a while. You know, you'd had some success, like you'd been an opener for some, you know, top acts like Ludacris and so forth, but you felt you just weren't hitting it the way you wanted to hit it. And then, you know, pick up the story from there. I said you were in a hotel room. Pick up the story from there. Tell us how this song came to you.
Yeah, well, actually, I was around some very influential and movers and shakers at the time, like Ludacris and his camp. And I was just so disappointed because, you know, holding down a 9-to-5, I'm used to having my own money and getting a check and all of that. So, you know, I was kind of paying my dues, and I thought I was, but it wasn't just paying off. So as I sat in the hotel room, my instruction was to write a hit for somebody else. So that really was like the last straw for me. I was very disappointed. I was down on myself. And that's when I started to write the words to Ocean. And, you know, kind of I can see it happening for me. Like that ship out there, I need to get on that ship, like on a stranded island. But I had to somehow signal to that ship or do something to get on that boat. And so I kind of figured that I would have to leave that situation and do things for myself to make this career change like success.
What was your 9-to-5, if you don't mind my asking, before you got into music full time?
I was in administration and management. I got laid off of that job, so I went to the music full time.
Hmm. So you know what you're talking about. When you write about these things, you know what that feels like.
Exactly.
Because that's one of the scenes in the video is where the man gets a pink slip. You know, he walks out of work feeling good about himself. Next thing you know, there's a pink slip in his hand and he's got to figure out what to do.
Exactly.
The story also is that you were supposed to be writing for somebody else, but a friend told you, if you give this song away, you'll never forgive yourself.
Right. He was a wise man because I was trying to sell everything. You know, I wanted to be in the industry as an artist, as a writer, as a producer. So it really didn't matter to me at the time. I just wanted to be relevant and wanted to get something started. I mean, I guess it was a great decision to keep the song for myself because I still get the credit as having written a song, performing a song, and producing a song. So I guess it's great at the end of the day.
Well, let's talk about the new album. Moving On. And I was listening to this album and I'm thinking, this is kind of like your blog. You know, you're putting it all out there. You know, you're not holding anything back.
I think people respect me for that. You know, and it's so funny that one of the businessmen I used to do business with in the record industry said people respect you more if they believe what you're going through. If you write about what you're going through, they will respect you and they will, well, you will win them over. So I think people really respect what I sing and write about. And I'm not putting the dirty laundry out there, so to speak, you know, the juicy reality gossip. I'm just talking about what's real. On a day-to-day, you know, the common things that people go through, that's what makes, I guess, my music attractive to people.
Well, I want to ask you, though, about one of those songs that talks about things that people go through. It's called Will You Be There?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful song, but it's about a tough subject. It's about people going through some serious financial... Well, the video shows people going through some serious financial changes, which is something that obviously a lot of people are experiencing right now. Let me just play a short clip of it, and then we'll talk about it.
Sometimes I can't stop from thinking. Used to think that drinking was the answer to me sinking in my sorrows. And if there's a tomorrow, will I be around or be consumed and swallowed?
Maybe I go back to the bottle. Maybe I just live my life on bottle. Forget about tomorrow. Maybe I'm just talking delirious. But girl, what if I'm serious? I've been going through some things.
You know, like, obviously, like most works of art, it's you bring to it whatever you bring to it. But the video for this song shows a family having financial struggles. And in it, the father is contemplating suicide because he feels he's let his family down. And I just have to ask, is this based on someone you know?
I would have to say some of it is off a reality of people that I know. Recently, there's been a few people in my life who their kids have actually felt like they want to take their life. So as a writer, I kind of write about what goes on around me. And then there's people that are close to me who heard this song. They actually, like, told me that this is my life story.
I need you, baby. You're my necessity. You're my necessity. I said I need you, babe. I just don't want you, babe. Will you be there for me? Been going through some things.
Again, I was just trying to get on the common ground with, you know, people struggling with the bills and with life in general. I think it needs to be addressed because it is a problem with, you know, suicide attempts, as well as teen suicide is up in the United States.
We're heading to Detroit tomorrow. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm joined by one of Detroit's own singer-songwriter, K-John. We're talking about his recent success, and we're getting a preview of his new album, Moving On, his up-and-coming album. How important is Detroit as a source of inspiration for your work?
It has been very important. There's a pressure to succeed because, of course, you have Motown and all the great entertainers that have come out the city. We still carry the torch. I mean, we have some of the biggest names in Detroit, like Eminem and Kid Rock and Aretha Franklin, you know, and on the R&B side, you have Chemistry. And then you have someone like myself who's trying to become a mainstay in the R&B world, entertainment world. So, but Detroit has been very inspirational to what I write about and what I sing about and how I've developed into a man and as a businessman. So it's very important to me.
Let's hear another track from the album, the upcoming album, Moving On. It's called The Reason.
What's the oldest rule of what you should not do? You should never ever tell a grown man what he should not do, or he may just do what you told him not to do, and he just may succeed at everything he wanted to be. Yeah. Every time you say I can't, I like I don't understand. Is this just something to my blood? You're the reason why you work harder.
See, I had trouble reading this one. Was this like the big middle finger to somebody who's been telling you no? I mean, what's up with that?
I mean, it could be. You know, it could be.
All those people who told you no?
It could be. It could be. You know, but if you think about it, on a 9-to-5, you're on your 9-to-5 job, anyone that you know is a thorn in their side. Just like my last album, there was Fly Away. When you encounter negativity and saying you can't do it, put on your super cape. That's all you gotta do is put on your super cape and fly away.
Sometimes I feel like giving up because it's just too much. But it's something you said to me that gave me energy.
In the song, I refer to their lips as being like Chinese arithmetic, or that I really couldn't understand what they're saying. So even though they're telling you you can't do it, I'm like, I refuse to understand what you're saying. So, and the worst thing I think you can do, if you really want someone to fail, just don't say nothing at all. Because if you tell someone who's very talented or who has the capability to succeed, if you tell them you can't do it, it's going to come back to haunt you because that man is going to succeed. The Reason has a lot of things that hopefully one day someone will say, you know, that was pretty clever and inspiring at the same time.
No, hopefully one day you'll tell us who you're really talking about.
No, I didn't. That particular one wasn't a particular person.
Wasn't
no.
A particular person.
I'll
yeah,
be
okay.
With you, no.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that story for now.
Okay.
So, who do you when you're writing? Do you have someone in mind that you're talking to?
It depends, because I'm just a writer, you know. I'm doing commercials for, you know, a water company, a mineral water company right now. I'm a writer, so, you know, you can give me a little bit to play off of, and I will come up with something catchy. So some things are very personal. There's a song on the album that's very personal. I just don't want to get into it, but I still want the album to be predominantly positive. Although, you know, I'm creative enough to put a message in there directed at someone.
Well, before we let you go, and I do want to hear one more cut from the album. Mm-hmm. And you've got a movie that you're working on titled Dancing Shoes. Do you want to tell us about it?
Sure, why not? Dancing Shoes is based off a 1930s setting in the Detroit and Chicago areas. You know, Detroit is known for their ballrooming style of dancing, and Chicago is known for their stepping. So there's a friendly competition. So I said, what if we turn this into the 30s and have them just fight over dancing style and territory like the clubs? And so that's what we did. We're still filming. I took a little break, and we're going to get back into it. And along with that, we're doing big band music. So there'll be a big band soundtrack to go along with the movie.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, you mentioned trying to keep it positive. As we mentioned, we're heading to Detroit, and, you know, obviously the city's had its ups and downs, and the people who live there having their ups and downs. And it seems like, you know, there's always another headline about unemployment and, you know, real estate going flat and so forth like that. And I just wanted to ask, you know, what's your, you still work there, your offices are still in Detroit.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, tell me about that decision.
Well, my family's here, you know, uncles, aunties, and cousins, and my mother, my father, you know, my siblings. So I won't be going anywhere, you know. It's definitely difficult to make money here at this time, especially for some reason on the entertainment level. But I'm sure on, you know, other areas as well for other people. You know, the factory had its hit, and there's just a high unemployment rate right now. So, you know, I just travel a little bit more to make opportunities, and then you got the good old internet, you know, to do business.
Well, what song would you like us to go out on?
You know what? Let's dedicate it to Detroit. I like Superman because Superman is suiting up and letting nothing stop you. And if you got a united front behind you, there's nothing anyone can do to stop what you're doing.
K-John is based in Detroit. He's a singer and songwriter. His latest album is called Moving On. It will be released this spring. And K-John was kind enough to join us from member station WDET in Detroit. K-John, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on all your success to this point, and more to come.
Thank you.
Can't nobody do what I can. Guess I'm just a Superman. Nothing can stop me. Baby, when you got me, feel like I can touch the sky.